Praise the Lord, my brothers and sisters. Welcome to today's Spread Podcast Ministries. Through the words for our morning meditation is taken from the book of Psalms, chapter 98. Book of Psalms, chapter 98. Oh, sing to the Lord a new song, for he has done marvelous things. His right hand and his holy arm have gained him the victory. The Lord has made known his salvation. His righteousness he has revealed in the sight of the nations. He has remembered his mercy and his faithfulness to the house of Israel. All the ends of the earth have seen the salvation of our God. Shout joyfully to the Lord. All the earth, break forth in song. Rejoice and sing praises. Sing to the Lord with a harp and the sound of a psalm, with trumpets and the sound of a horn. Shout joyfully before the Lord, the King. Let the sea roar and all its fullness, the world and those who dwell in it. Let the rivers clap their hands. Let the hills be joyfully together before the Lord. For he is coming to judge the earth with righteousness. He shall judge the world and the peoples with equity. Here ends the Bible reading. Dear brothers and sisters, this is the time for you to sing and shout joyous choruses to the Lord. Sing with all your heart and rejoice greatly in him who has created you, who has created this universe and kept you even today safe and sound. If you're still alive, it is by the grace of God and nothing else. Let us joyfully clap our hands. Let us rejoice, sing new songs to the Lord and glorify his holy name. For it is the purpose of which the Lord has created mankind in this world. The Lord wants everybody, every one of us to sing his praises and to glorify his holy name. As this is the same thing that has been done 24/7 by all the priests, by all the saints who are in heaven. The heaven and all its hosts, they keep singing praises to the Lord without any interruption. Like manner, we who are in earth, let us also do as the Lord wills. For the Lord is the one who does bring his desire to pass. As it is done in heaven, let us also do the will of God in earth as well. Amen. The Lord is mindful about us. The Lord loves us. Hence, he wants his children to praise his name. The Lord loves in the fruit of lips. He is not a God who is so eager and awaiting in your sacrifices and or in the tithes or in offerings. But the tithe and offerings are being offered for the benefit of the church or for the benefit of the people. But to the Lord, what you can give is not anything materialistic. To Lord, what you can give is the fruit of your lips, your praises, your heart, your complete surrender, your complete sacrificial of your own self. This is what the Lord loves to accept. Hence, the Lord wants you to praise his name. Keep praising his name and sing joyful choruses to his name, to the glory of his name. Do not think about your worries. Just forget about your worries, about your problems, but just worship him in truth and spirit. While you praise the Lord, you praise the Lord not because the Lord has done something to you or he has done something in favor for you, but you have to praise the Lord for what the Lord is. For he is worthy of our praises. He is the only one who is worthy of all our praises. And it is due to him that we have to give back to the Lord. Yes, amen. For the Lord says, let the sea roar and all its fullness and those who dwell in it. Let the rivers clap their hands. Let the hills be joyful together before the Lord. The Lord wants even the seas to clap and the world also to rejoice. And also the rivers, he's expecting them to clap their hands. And also the hills and the mountains, let them also be joyful before the Lord. Hallelujah. My brothers and sisters, we think that it's just the kingdom of mankind is praising God. But even the kingdom of stones, the kingdom of rocks are also singing and praising the God. For they're clapping their hands and they're praising God. Hallelujah. So how beautiful and how wonderful it is to know that all things they submit before the one and true God. Hallelujah. For the universe has been created by His plan and by the word of His mouth. Hence, it is our prime duty to give Him all praises and adoration. Hallelujah. Amen. For the Lord is coming soon. For the Lord is coming soon to judge this world. Yes, with righteousness He shall judge the world and the people with equity. There shall not be any partiality before God. There is no favoritism before God. And He is going to judge this world sooner. Hence, let us wait for His judgment. Let us wait for the King to arrive. Until then, let us keep praising and glorifying His holy name. May the Lord God Almighty bless you and keep you safe.